Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. In Virginia, the cost of health care and access are the focus of remarks by President Biden. The president says plans to protect affordable health care, especially for seniors, are up against GOP plans to slash health care programs.
Too many folks lie in bed at night staring at the ceiling, wondering what will happen if their spouse gets cancer, their child gets sick, or something happens to them.
House Republicans are calling for budget cuts before they agree to raise the debt ceiling. Student loan debt on the docket today for the Supreme Court. Justices heard arguments on the Biden administration's plan that would forgive up to $20,000 in federal loans. Six Republican states are suing, calling it overreach. More concerns, China could be thinking of supplying Russia with military aid. The leader of Belarus, a Russian ally, is in China for meetings this week. Tonight, a House hearing on China takes place with the newly formed bipartisan committee looking at China and how it impacts U.S. interests. This is ABC News. The feds are closing in on disgraced FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried's inner circle.
Nishad Singh, the former engineering director at FTX, agreed to plead guilty to a half dozen criminal charges and cooperate with the government's ongoing investigation into the crypto exchange's collapse into a $32 billion bankruptcy. Singh is the third close associate of FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried to plead guilty and cooperate. Bankman-Fried has pleaded not guilty to criminal charges that accused him and the others of misappropriating $8 billion of customer and investor money. In exchange for Singh's cooperation, federal prosecutors agreed to recommend a sentence below the 75-year maximum. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Nissan is recalling more than 700,000 SUVs to fix a problem with the ignition key. It could potentially collapse and cause the vehicle to shut off while the vehicles are in motion. The recall covers some Rogues and Rogue Sports models. The company says so far it's not aware of any crashes or injuries caused by the problem. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Push our button, and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Home sales in Wisconsin are down 34% compared to a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says people bought and sold about 3,100 homes in January. Realtors point to fewer available homes, higher prices, and higher interest rates. The median price for a house in Wisconsin is $250,000. A Green Bay woman accused of chopping up a man to death after a day of drugs and sex last year is getting a new lawyer. Taylor Shabusiness attacked her last lawyer in court 2 weeks ago. It happened during a hearing to decide if she's competent enough to stand trial. In sports, the Bucks hope to make it 15 wins in a row tonight at Brooklyn. Marquette plays at Butler. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Five hours of special spring primary election coverage. A dozen reporters, hosts, and political experts tracking results for you around Wisconsin.
Everything from your local races to the Supreme Court.
Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly moving on to the general election.
Coverage you won't find anywhere else. And we're doing it all again for the important general election in April.
Elections or anytime, we're here for you. Your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Kroot.
Earl Ingram.
They can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it.
Conversations that hit home every day. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I don't know what you had for lunch, but it's Taco Tuesday. Tacos for dinner for sureies.
Okay, no tacos for me, not today. Happy Tuesday to you, Evan, working the board, our fair audience. 5 weeks from now, we have a Supreme Court election here in the state of Wisconsin. 5 weeks and counting, baby.
Why no tacos? Mama cooking some meatloaf? What's going on?
I love tacos, man. I got to weigh in tomorrow, man, and so I try to eat a little healthy today.
Can't eat healthy tacos?
You can, probably, but I think the volume is the problem.
Yes. You know, Dom, I'm broadcasting here from the Solidarity Realty Studios in the third happiest place in America.
I saw that. Way to go, Madison.
Madison, Wisconsin, the third happiest place. Apparently, Northern California somewhere. And then, you know, it trickles down to us. We're number three.
Coming in last, I think I saw on this, was Detroit.
182nd in America.
Come on. I don't believe it.
Of all the rated cities and levels of happiness, the one you claim is your hometown is the least happy in America. It all makes sense now to me. No wonder you're so cynical.
Well, we'll see if Gilbert Brown has anything to say about that.
You know, we got Gilbert Brown, the gravedigger, coming on for no particular reason today. Other than the fact he's a friend. I was talking to him earlier, and, you know, he's been doing a big show, him and Earl, on Monday mornings, under the helmet with the gravedigger, Earl and Gilbert Brown, former Packer. Hall of Famer, dude. You were never a Hall of Famer for anything.
You sound very impressed.
I am very impressed. The guy's a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, man.
How many of those do you know?
Not many.
How many of them have appeared on this fine radio program?
Zero?
Maybe just the one. He's coming back. Gilbert Brown, the Gravedigger, 5:30 Central Time. Tell your friends. And Dom, I got to tell you, I know what will make you happy on this fine Taco Tuesday.
What's that?
Tony Evers is changing bar time to 4 a.m.
All right. Finally.
You've got to be ecstatic.
It could be like Vegas, baby. This is awesome. It's about time that we have some adults in the room. If people want to hang out, they can. Bars, they don't have to stay open. But if you want to, that's good. From That's amazing. It'll bring a lot of people in. I mean, people are going to party anyway. I'm looking forward to this. When does it start?
July of 2024 for a one-week only run.
What? No, it's a terrible idea. 1 week? Listen, if it's good for 1 week, it's good for always.
Dominic, only, singularly, during the RNC convention in Milwaukee. That week, we'll do the greatest radio show ever.
What logic?
And then we'll party till 4 every night.
I mean, maybe, maybe not. You know, if the bars were open, maybe we would anyway. If they were closed, maybe we'd go back to the hotel room or back to the crib. But what is it about this particular event when we got all the Proud Boys and 3% is coming to town? But we're going to stay open till 4 a.m. then, but not during regular Summerfest and summertime in Wisconsin, man. I mean, people, this is where the world comes in Wisconsin, along the Great Lake, Michigan. I mean, where else would you rather be in the summertime? It's always a special event here in Wisconsin, especially in the summer. And you're going to allow this, you're going to do this, not for all time, not for all seasons and all reasons, but for the RNC? What?
I cannot believe you've made extended bar time a grievance. You, only you, Salvador.
It is not the extended bar time. It is the limitation of the extended bar time that I take grievance with. All the times up and two that day and every day after that last bar time close at 4 a.m., that's my grievance. I'm down with 4 a.m. But what? So someone comes in, gives you a jackload of money, and then everything's out the window. Hell, whatever concerns you have are alleviated with money? Because if that's the case, I mean, are there really concerns?
A little of the reporting at the Journal Sentinel and some troubling reporting on the circulation numbers at the Journal Sentinel yesterday.
Oh, no.
Anyways, Molly Beck reports Governor Tony Evers is reviving a proposal to allow thousands of visitors and residents in 14 counties to indulge Dom in Wisconsin's favorite pastime until just before dawn, but only during the Republicans' National Convention next year.
And only 14 counties? What? Come on!
You live in at least one of those 14. I feel quite confident.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do. But why do we leave out all our friends from all the other counties?
Dominic, under a measure included in Evers' 23-25 state budget plan, bars could stay open until 4 a.m. during mid-July 2024 when the Republican Party will host its national convention in Milwaukee Brewtown, right, Dom, to nominate its presidential candidate. And the proposal was first taken up by state lawmakers in 2020 when the Democrats were expecting to host thousands of people in Milwaukee for their national convention. That did not happen. The coronavirus pandemic canceled those plans, and lawmakers never passed the legislation, Tom. Never had 4 a.m. bar time for the DNC. The new measure will allow bars and restaurants to stay open until 4 a.m. between July 15th and July 19th of 2024 in 14 counties. You know, you sure do for the young listing. I mean, what if your 21st birthday falls in there? Oh, it's going to be a party, sister, I'm telling you. The 14 included counties for the extended party-thon, Dom. Kenosha, we're going to have a station there. Racine, we're going to have a station there. Walworth, count it. Rock, less so. Milwaukee, yes. Waukesha, yes. Jefferson, Dane. Ozaukee, Washington, Dodge, Columbia, Sheboygan, Derhay, and Fond du Lac. We cover all of those counties, excepting perhaps Rock. We got 13 of the 14 extended bar time counties. Dom, I say if the bars are open, we should be broadcasting live.
That's a terrible
doing
idea.
Doing bar shows until
I know.
4
that's a, I mean, I know it sounds like a great idea. Hey, let's go back to the studio and flip on the mics. No, don't do that. I mean, what Dane County? I mean, why not Outagamie County, man? I mean,
Outagamie's not on the list.
Ozaukee? Not on the list.
Ozaukee?
Okay, but what? I mean, from me to the capital right now is like 100 miles. From me to Appleton right now is like 100 miles. I mean, what is it about Dane County?
Hotel rooms, conventioneers. That is the exception. You've got conventioneers. They're not putting them up in Outagamie County.
Picking winners and losers, man. Love that. It's not about that, man. It's about people wanting to party. Where's the equality, man?
if I was picking, you know, like a dodgeball team of losers, I'd pick you first, Salvia. Currently, bars and restaurants must close at 2 a.m. on weekdays and 2:30 on the weekends. Scott Stenger, a lobbyist for the Tavern League of Wisconsin, said he expects the idea to become law, even if lawmakers remove the provision from Evers' budget and move it forward as a standalone bill. Aides to Assembly Speaker Robin Foss and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu did not immediately say where the leaders supported the idea. They hate it when it's Evers' idea, but they'll love it when it's a standalone piece of legislation, right, Dom?
Well, perhaps. But then, like, of course, the question is, and maybe Mr. Stenger, the lobbyist for the Tavern League, would inquire, if you're down with it for the 1 week when this event's going on, what is it about having it for 4 a.m. all the time? Why would you object to that? Hell, go to Vegas, go to New York, man. Hell, Chicago, some places stay open late. So I'm down with 4 a.m. I'm down with whatever. If you're a tavern owner, if you want to stay open till 4, so long as the law allows you to, absolutely great. If you don't want to close and go home, that's fine too. That's up to you. But to bring this on for one special, because if you're going to say, oh, it encourages binge drinking or, oh, it's dangerous for drunk driving, sure. If that's the case, that's also the case during the RNC. Oh, the RNC is bringing us money. Oh, okay. So it's no longer a problem.
No.
So if it's about the money, it's not a problem.
The RNC is bringing a buttload of money. It's a lot of money. It's hundreds of millions of dollars. And if you can squeeze a couple more nickels out at the end of the night, Don.
Man. Didn't they do some studies on these in Cleveland and Philly? I mean, I don't think these are the juggernaut that some people think that they are. So, but that aside,
not if you close the bars early.
Well, I mean, come on, man. I mean, Summerfest brings millions and millions of dollars to every year to Milwaukee, man. All the little fuss festivals. A lot of people would love to stay open on a you know, 75 degree night in the middle of summer for any reason. They want to stay out on the patio on the porch. That's fine. But no, you can't do that. Oh, wait. When the Republicans come to town with their dollars, then we'll do it. That's my problem. I find that problematic.
Dominic, I would reach out to the powers that be. Over on Brady Street in Milwaukee, we used to have the little radio station there. And what big event comes up towards the end of July each year?
Yeah, the Brady Street Festival.
What if they kept that bad boy run until 4 a.m.? What if they coordinated it with the RNC for next summer?
Oh, God, man. Well, that thing's like almost a pop-up festival, man. I mean, you roll in the streets. You can be out there Friday night. Bars close Friday. They pop up that festival, you know, 8 blocks on Brady Street. Vendors, 3 stages, drag queen shows for all you Republicans out in the burbs want to come and have some fun. And then they stop. They tear it all down. And by Sunday, when you drive through, you can't even tell anything happened.
The street sweepers just take all the drunks right out of the gutters, right. Push them all down the road.
You know,
over on the Water Street where they're expecting.
Right. It can be a bad idea, but that's up to individuals. I just don't like it when the government makes the exception, because whatever reasons they would say to not do it on a full-time basis, well, those all occurred during the RNC.
Dominic, when's the last time you made it to an official 2:30 Saturday night bar time?
It's been a while.
You know, we stayed up late that last time we partied up in Green Bay together. I don't even think we went to the bar.
We're getting older. We're getting way more wise, way more mature. We just start drinking earlier now.
Well, that, and you brought scotch back to the hotel room. There are a couple of smoke breaks, so. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We're going to tell you about the Wisconsin GOP. My hearing is their supreme losers, Dom.
I still like beer. Sometimes I had too many beers.
You can do it all night long!
My Shiro doesn't always wear...
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that. My brother and I are fighting over who's going to sell our tickets. I think I have claim because I live here.
Exactly.
Right? He's older, but I live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
So. It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my parents. That's even more.
You can let him go to one game if he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others You just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
She said that don't confront me. Long as I get my money next Friday.
When they go low, we get high.
Next Friday come, I didn't get the rent.
The Devil's Advocates.
The door I went.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
We'd like to get your opinion. 4 a.m. Devil's Advocates live in the bar in Milwaukee during the RNC. What could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
Everything. Dom, you brought a little article to my attention. This is not a source I often go to, the National Review. But I think it's appropriate. Wisconsin GOP, supreme losers.
This is coming from the conservative National Review.
Luther Ray Abel writes, the Wisconsin GOP has a problem. They're losers. They lost a chance at the executive branch in November, and they're fixing to lose their advantage in the judicial branch in April. On Tuesday, this last Tuesday, Wisconsin held its statewide primary to winnow the field for selecting the next Supreme Court justice. The open seat on the court, currently held by retiring conservative Pat Rogensack, Dom's girl, is a position held for 10 years, and one that will decide whether the 4-3 majority will skew conservative or liberal. Dom, it's for the soul of the court. I've been telling you this. To the left is Janet Protasiewicz. And we've got a new ad from Protasiewicz. I'm going to drop it on you in just a bit. So, Ebone, you be ready. To the left is Janet Protasiewicz, a graduate of the ostensibly Catholic institution Marquette University, who advertises herself like she's an abortionist best friend. She promises that she will side with reproductive rights if given half a chance to do so. Protasiewicz crushed the other liberal-leaning judge, Everett Mitchell, in spending and votes. Both liberal candidates stated that overturning of Roe v. Wade was the U.S. Supreme Court's worst decision in the last 30 years. Well, Don, there's a little bit more here. The conservatives consisted of Dan Kelly and Jennifer Doral. Kelly was a temporary appointee under Scott Walker, Wanker, and would later lose a 2020 run by 11 points. Now, Dom, I looked it up. That seems like a lot. 163,000 votes. But that does not make Dan Kelly the biggest electoral loser in Wisconsin's recent history. That falls to your girl, Aaliyah Vukmer.
Oh, really?
Aaliyah lost by almost 300,000 votes to Tammy Baldwin.
Ouch.
Baldwin will be on the ballot in 2024. I wonder if Vukmer will take another crack at it. The conservatives consisted of Kelly and Jennifer Doral. Kelly was a temporary appointee under Wanker and would later lose a 2020 run by 11 points. He also was more than happy to question his fellow conservatives' judicial record and demurred when asked if he would support Doro should she beat him.
The GOP is in disarray!
Dominic Doro, who presided over the Waukesha Christmas Parade Massacre trial, seemed like a stronger general election candidate. She did, didn't she? I was kind of rooting for Dan Kelly, as you know, Dom. in what is becoming a common tactic, the left heap attacks on Doro so that the candidate perceived to be weaker, Kelly, would win. Oh, he's weaker. And that's precisely what happened.
Crudy, as National Review's John McCormick summarized in his interview with Scott Walker, quote, Walker says it is categorically false to suggest that Kelly would present any danger to the integrity of elections. If Democrats genuinely believe their attacks, they have a strange way of showing it. In the primary campaign, quote, Democrats also helped Justice Kelly by spending $2.2 million to attack his conservative opponent, Jennifer Doro, a circuit court judge in Waukesha County, the New York Times reported. Times also noted Kelly lost a 2020 election seat by nearly 11 points, as mentioned, a colossal spread in such an evenly divided state. But the odds were stacked against Kelly in 2020 because it was a contested Democratic presidential primary held the same day as the Supreme Court election. The more ominous electoral sign for Kelly and his supporters was that in the four-way primary earlier this week, progressive candidates garnered a combined 54% of the vote, while Kelly and the other judicial conservative in the race combined for 46% of the vote. Now back to the author of this piece at the National Review. Kelly is another Tim Michaels. Charmless. While I will not call the race now, he's going to need all the help he can muster to make a competitive run against Protasiewicz and the ascendant Wisconsin left. Should he fail, as the Dem donors were betting when they favored him over Doro, conservative Wisconsin legislators may find themselves out of jobs when the Supreme Court considers redistricting. Oh, and reinterprets Wisconsin's, let's put it, government-forced birthing restrictions into nothingness. That's my terms. He said something else. Whatever the Wisconsin Dems are paying their chairman, Ben Wickler, isn't enough. He's been racking up wins ever since he took over in 2019, even carrying deadweight Mandela Barnes, his terms, to within striking distance of Ron Johnson last November. Wisconsin Republicans need to stop imagining they're in the heady days of 2014 and sober up long enough to realize that the gains from a decade ago are about to disappear. Put down the old fashions and go win an election. This piece on the National Review, Luther Ray Abel. He is a William F. Buckley Fellow in Political Journalism, former National Review intern, a graduate of Lawrence University up in Appleton, a veteran of the U.S. Navy, and a proud native of Sheboygan, Dare Hay, Wisconsin. His piece, Wisconsin GOP, Supreme Losers.
You know what I would think might help, you know, clarify thoughts for the Wisconsin GOP, Dom? An extended bar time.
Have some drinks, baby. Keep you on know, drinking.
Party until dawn. Now, we did that. You got a little confused. You thought it was Cleveland. It was actually Philadelphia we were in. Party until the early morning light. You know, we went upstairs with a contingent from Alaska. Went up to the room.
That was a lot of fun.
It was like 2 in the morning, and we came back down. It was like 4:30, 5 o'clock.
I know what happened.
Time flies when you're having fun. And there was still free beer in the lobby from the Wisconsin Democratic Party. They're getting rid of all their spare beer, and we were helping them get rid of it. And we saw Community Newman service. And Matt from ABC. Yeah. They were doing laundry. They had been in the car for like 2 weeks. We had the advantage of partying for like 2 weeks straight, Dom. And it was long past 4 a.m. I'd have been quite disappointed if someone had shut the bars down on us that night. Sort of a private party we had. And it was way past 4. I'm looking forward to many more nights like that. I wonder if the Proud Boys will join us in the bars till 4. Come back. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
WAUK 540 AM.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. In Virginia, the cost of health care and access are the focus of remarks by President Biden. The president says plans to protect affordable health care, especially for seniors, are up against GOP plans to slash health care programs.
Too many folks lie in bed at night, staring at the ceiling, wondering what'll happen if their spouse gets cancer, their child gets sick, or something happens to them.
House Republicans are calling for budget cuts before they agree to raise the debt ceiling. Student loan debt on the docket today for the Supreme Court. Justices heard arguments on the Biden administration's plan that would forgive up to $20,000 in federal loans. Six Republican states are suing, calling it overreach. More concerns, China could be thinking of supplying Russia with military aid. The leader of Belarus, a Russian ally, is in China for meetings this week. Tonight, a House hearing on China takes place with the newly formed bipartisan committee looking at China and how it impacts U.S. interests. This is ABC News.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Two major bridge projects are included in Governor Evers' budget proposal. The governor wants to set aside nearly $100 million combined in bonding for the Blatnik Bridge, connecting Duluth and Superior, and the South Bridge project of the Fox River in Brown County. Wisconsin and Minnesota will split the cost of the estimated nearly $2 billion Blatnik Bridge replacement. Transportation officials are hopeful federal money will cover the bulk of the project costs. The bridge opened in 1961. And has been deteriorating. More than 30,000 people use the bridge daily. 41-year-old Alan Bone of Rock County was arrested Saturday night for his fourth OWI. A passenger riding in Bone's vehicle was killed in 2003 while Bone was driving drunk. A Janesville officer also found 28 grams of cocaine. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Heat, power, and water are things people cannot take for granted. The elderly, disabled, the veterans. With record increases in basic costs of living, people are struggling to keep these services on and their bills paid. If you are in danger of losing heat, power, or water, call 1-800-506-5596 or apply online at heat.help. You may not ask for it, but the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Your phone calls, welcome here. We'll get to them in a bit. 844-967-2789. Dom, an endorsement for Judge Janet Protasiewicz. Wisconsin State AFL-CIO endorses Judge Janet Protasiewicz for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Here is a quote from Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin State AFL-CIO. Judge Janet Protasiewicz believes in the right of Wisconsin workers and has dedicated her career to upholding the law and our Constitution. While her opponent and other extreme members of the court are focused on advancing their own political agenda, Judge Janet is focused on restoring integrity and fairness to the state's highest court. We are proud to endorse Judge Janet Protasiewicz because we know she will bring much-needed common sense back to the court. I'm honored to, here is what Protasiewicz said in response to the AFL-CIO endorsement. I'm honored to have the support of the working men and women of Wisconsin State's AFL-CIO. Wisconsinites are ready for fairness and impartiality to be brought back to the Supreme Court. That's exactly what I'm committed to. I'm proud to have earned the support of so many leaders and organizations across our state who are ready for change on the court. Now, Don, the AFL-CIO joins more than 1,000 community leaders, judges, elected officials, attorneys, and many of the state's largest labor and citizens organizations across Wisconsin in endorsing Judge Janet Protasiewicz's campaign. You can find it, Janet4justice.com. Janet4justice.com. Dom, we've got a new ad from the Protasiewicz's campaign. And it's a minute long. And there's a little tone change. See if you notice okay. The tone change.
I haven't heard this ad yet.
Midstream, there's just a tiny tone change in this ad from the Protasiewicz campaign. Now, all of you listening along, see if you could note where the tone changes. Play it for the people, E-Bone.
Is community safety important to you? Then there's only one choice for Supreme Court, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. For 25 years, Janet Protasiewicz worked as a prosecutor, fighting for victims of crime and locking up dangerous criminals to keep us safe. That's a real difference between her and extremist Dan Kelly. Did you know Dan Kelly got rich defending the scum of the earth? As a lawyer, Dan Kelly defended child sex predators who posed as ministers in order to prey on vulnerable young girls. Kelly's clients lured young children to locations they believed to be safe, only to sexually assault and molest them. We all have choices in life, and Dan Kelly chose to defend those monsters. How would you feel if that were your kid or a member of your family? Do you really want a radical like Dan Kelly on the Supreme Court? He's an elite extremist who just doesn't care about us.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
Not mincing words, though.
No.
A little change of tone when they went from talking about the preferred candidate, Judge Janet Protasiewicz, and her 25-year prosecutorial track record being tough on crime. And then what they say about the monsters that Dan Kelly chose to represent? Scum of the earth, I think, was
pretty,
one of the...
Pretty brutal, yes. Pretty brutal. And, you know, people, I think in the ad mentions this, of course, they have a right to a defense, those monsters, and you know, the lawyers can take those cases. But, you know, in doing so, you don't have to run for Supreme Court, you know. I'm just saying. 844-967-2789. But, Crude, you can't pass up Dan Kelly. I mean, he's got some endorsements, too. Scott Bauer reporting over at the AP. The Republican back candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court provided legal service to one of the state's leading anti-abortion groups. Work that Wisconsin Right to Life and Dan Kelly have not detailed, but is being used against Kelly by his liberal opponent. In the high-stakes race expected to shatter national spending records, will determine majority control of the court, this we know. With the state Supreme Court likely to hear a challenge to Wisconsin's 1849 ban on abortions at any stage of pregnancy, the candidates' positions have become a central focus of the race. National groups are promising to spend big before the April 4th election. That's 5 weeks from today, folks. Kelly is endorsed by the state's three top anti-abortion groups, including Wisconsin Right to Life. Democratic-backed candidate Janet Protasiewicz has run as a vocal supporter of abortion rights, something Kelly says goes too far in showing how she might rule in an existing lawsuit. Protasiewicz, Milwaukee County Circuit Judge, went after Kelly on abortion in one of her first ads after the two of them advanced in the four-candidate primary last week. In the spot, Protasiewicz labels Kelly as too extreme, claiming, quote, for years, Kelly was on the payroll of a radical anti-abortion group working to take away women's rights. Now, I would interject here. I don't think she's talking about the RNC or the Wisconsin GOP. I think specifically she's talking about Wisconsin Right to Life, because he was on the payroll of the GOP and the RNC. Let's not forget that.
Different sort of representation, though. That was more about the criminal false elector scheme that he
apparently helped craft. Anti-abortion group. You know, you could see how I could get confused. The ad references a 2016 letter of recommendation from Heather Weininger, the executive director of Wisconsin Right to Life. The letter came when Kelly applied for an appointment to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Quote, Dan Kelly is someone who I have known professionally for many years and who has provided great counsel to Wisconsin Right to Life in legal manners, as well as to a previous employer of mine, and has done great work with the Federalist Society in Wisconsin.
Oh, he's checking all the right boxes, Tom. Anti-abortion, pro-federalist? He's a swell guy, according to conservatives.
Weininger and Kelly's campaign spokesperson, Chad Doran, did not respond to emails Monday asking what work Kelly did for the group. Wisconsin Right to Life's Legislative and Political Action Committee Director, Gracie Skogman, said in an email that Kelly has never been on Wisconsin Right to Life's payroll, as mentioned in the ad, but did not respond to emails seeking additional details about what work he did.
Well, he wasn't on the payroll because he's an independent counsel, right? They paid his retainer and he worked independently.
Yes, he was not W-2. He was 1099. Makes a big difference.
Or the letter of recommendation is certainly under a cloud of suspicion because she specifically said he did work for Wisconsin Right to Life and her previous employer.
In addition to Wisconsin Right to Life, Kelly is also endorsed by Wisconsin Family Action and Pro-Life Wisconsin. Now, Pro-Life Wisconsin only endorses candidates who recognize the personhood of the preborn baby and hold the principled and compassionate, no exceptions, pro-life position. Huh. Sounds like they're kind of projecting how he would react in this case. The Wisconsin Right to Life Political Action Committee said when it announced its backing of Kelly that it only endorses candidates who have pledged to champion pro-life values and stand with Wisconsin Right to Life's legislative strategy.
A little bit more from the AP reporting, Dom. Kelly has expressed opposition to abortion in the past, including in a 2012 blog post in which he said the Democratic Party and the National Organization for Women were committed to normalizing the taking of human life.
Oh, he made that. He said that, huh? It's almost like you know which way he's going to vote in when that comes before him. So we just pack
almost
all that away.
844-967-2789. A patient, Bob from Sauk City. Welcome, Bob. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Hey. That's one hell of an ad by Judge Janet.
Sort of a tone change midstream. Yeah. You know, sounds nice and like I'm waiting for unicorns and rainbows, and then Dan Kelly comes out and scares the bejesus out of us.
Yeah, you know what? I hate to disappoint you guys, but I think the last thing Wisconsin needs is a bunch of drunk fascists stumbling around our state. Yeah.
You mean a bunch of drunk fascists still drinking at 4 a.m. because, you know,
yeah.
The next two hours are really doing them in. No, I get it. But, Bob, I mean, you know what I'm saying, though, right? I mean, I think, listen, we're all adults, right? If you can do it in Vegas, you can do it in New York, you can go different places and, you know, mind your P's and Q's, then why not do it here? And whatever objections people may have to not do it on a regular basis, well, those circumstances still exist even on a temporary basis. So what it's about the money, and I find that somewhat objectionable.
You know, some of the guests will probably still be on Moscow time.
So they'll be fine, Bob.
Yeah. Hey, I got one last thing for you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm looking at an ad here for Weber Grills, and I see they have a high-capacity grease tray. That just reminds me of Republicans for some reason. But anyway, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for the call, Bob.
High-capacity grease tray. I can see some parallels.
There's, yes.
844.
Greasy, buddy.
967-2789. The earlier article from the National Review, Dom, they noted that, much like Tim Michaels, you know, Dan Kelly lacks, what'd they say, charm?
Charmless.
He is charmless.
Yeah. Yes.
Why do Republicans think that people that are really, you know, sort of not likable human beings, let's say, why do they think that other people will find them likable enough to vote for them?
Ted Cruz? Donald Trump, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, what do you mean, why? I mean,
the Democrats got to fall in love with their candidates, man. We want Barack Obama. We want Robert Redford. We want sex appeal. We want
those are all
soaring
nice
rhetoric. We want intelligence. You know, perhaps a little faithfulness to one's first wife.
Or second, or whatever. Whatever and decide to be faithful to, just be faithful then.
I would also point out, under the vast majority of Democratic administrations, you know what else we don't have? A lot of freaking public indictments of administration officials for committing crimes in real time. Now we have all sorts of sordid allegations being cast, especially currently under the House rule of Republicans. But where are the indictments? I mean, seriously, under the entire 8 years of Barack Obama, where were the scandals? Where were the indictments? There were none. Compare that. Compare that to the fantasy of these Republicans.
The tan suit, man. You keep forgetting about the tan suit.
That is true. 844-967-2789. How dare I not describe that as the scandal it was, Tom.
But it was past
Labor Day, for Christ's sake.
I think the sentiment that you have to be in love with your candidate is limiting, and I think people need to get over that. You got to vote for someone that'll win, makes a little bit of change. You know, you're not going to be in love with every candidate that you vote for. You know, you vote for the best one that's out there at the time.
Can you at least like him? Is it possible? I mean, I'd like Joe Biden. I don't find him lovable, not in the same way, you know, Grumpy Birdie is lovable in some sort of a twisted way. Joe's not lovable to me, but he's likable. I mean, hell, I went to Cedar Rapids. I saw 24 Democratic presidential candidates in succession. I mean, I stayed, it was like a two-day affair. It was, Christ, man, I wanted to eat a snack during the middle of it. And I got to tell you, maybe excepting Bill de Blasio. They were all likable. Even Bill de Blasio, compared to Ted Cruz, Bill de Blasio is like Miss Congeniality. They were all likable. They were all likable relative to the Republican field.
And did they win?
Well, Joe Biden did.
Oh, okay, so Joe Biden won. But, you know, I'm down. I mean, I get it. It's part of the appeal. I mean, that does matter, you know, the imagery of it all. But come on. I mean, if that were the case.
You don't like your heroes, Dom? You don't think leaders should be likable to
I think sometimes that fantasy land Superman kind of thing. Sometimes you need, you know, whoever shows up to do the job, that's the hero of the day, man. If you wait for the invincible man in the cape and the lasers coming out of his eyes, I think sometimes you wait. You know, the everyday hero who steps up at the time to solve the problem then and there. That's what you go with, and then you move on. There's no idealism, man. You take what you can and get done with the resources you have and the time that you got.
You're so freaking cynical. You must be from Detroit. I mean, seriously, man, you've got no sense of optimism in life. We should aspire to leaders that are better than us. Certainly better than you.
Oh, see, this is where you are mistaken, man. But that's okay. I still love you, Curdy.
Come back. More Devils. 844-967-2789. That's funny. I barely even like you.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
What is dedication?
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going back to the lines at 844-967-2789. Catherine from Madison, Wisconsin, you're up. Welcome, Catherine. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Catherine.
Hi, guys. You guys are so creative with all these stations you're putting together. I can't really keep track. So what I was calling about, a couple of things I'm just curious about. I was listening to your station one day, and you had something called the Green Report, and it gave environmental news. Is that something you're going to have regularly, or was that a one-time thing, or what?
Was it after the Devil's Advocate show, Catherine?
I think it was in the afternoon, and it was one of those little blurbs that you have. You know, you've got the regular news report that you do, and then you had something called the Green Report, and I went, "Whoa, what's that?" And it was a weekday, and it was not after the Devil's Advocate; it was during the day.
Well,
surprise, huh?
You've caught me flat-footed. Unless Dom's been sneaking out and doing the Green Report behind my back.
I wasn't aware, Catherine. But let me—did I'm assuming based on your question that you enjoyed what you heard.
Yeah. I mean, and you have another thing that I think actually Evan used to do it. You did a report that he would do every once in a while, too, like about news. So I was just thinking maybe this was another side news that you had. And I had one other question, too. I'm curious about the Green Report, but also, like your show from from 4 to 6 every day, is that going to be carried on all of the stations or most of them? Or what programs are you mostly covering with all of your stations, in other words?
Unfortunately, Catherine, the country music fans do not get a healthy dose of the Devil's Advocates. Everybody else does. Okay. All the talkers get the Devil's Advocates 4 to 6. Okay. And then we have the privilege of playing out in a few other markets, like Chicago, WCPT 820 AM, and Minneapolis, KTNF 950 AM. Those are not owned by Civic Media. Those are independent stations Dom and I play on. We're also, I believe, on the Progressive Voices app. Got to keep checking in with those boys.
We could be on. Why don't we be on the country stations, man? We can play some Tom Petty.
Yeehaw!
You know, we'll country it down. A little country song from Seether. We'll play it, man. I mean, come on. They're some of the ones that need to hear us the most.
You know what I think we should do? We will soon start rolling out, and Catherine, appreciate your call and keep listening, please. We have country music. As you know, Crudy is a homer for sports. You know, baseball season just started. We got the Brewers. We got the Rattlers up in Wisconsin Rapids. So we got lots of sports stuff, which I'm very excited about. And what was I going to say? The country music. Oh, the non-country music. The, you know, call it the max
temporary
format. Yeah, okay. Sort of, you know, upbeat music from a more contemporary fashion, 80s, 90s, 2000s. Well, Dom, I think as part of our gig around here, we should do guest DJ spots. Like, that should be part of the gig. You know, like, if you get a talk show, then, like, it, you know, an occasional Friday night, Devil's Advocates pull a shift on the music
spinning
radio.
Spinning the tunes, taking your requests.
Madonna for Dom's favorites. Or some heavy metal, something like that. What would you play, Dom? What would be your first three songs?
I was jamming out to some old Sabbath today, Black Sabbath, Ozzy, like original stuff.
So it's got a nice beat, but I can't dance to it.
No, he can't dance a whole lot. But then obviously Ozzy's been around a long, long time. So I jammed up, and he does a tune off of most recent. I think it's called 13, released a year or two ago with Eric Clapton, and Eric Clapton just plays the hell out. I mean, it's a great. This album he does with a bunch of other musicians and known musicians.
I get that you like music of differing varieties, but you understand it's hard to dance to Black Sabbath. Well, you know, sure. Have you ever seen anyone twerking to Ozzy?
No, I mean, not generally.
Come on, man, you got to have some beat to it. Some Dick Clark and the kids can dance to on the bandstand.
Come on, man. Have you ever been to a mosh pit? I mean, play some Anthrax? Yeah, I'm down. You can bounce around to that.
Nobody. That is a very limited scope, and I know that it has its place.
And Anthrax was just at Summerfest. It was jam-packed. It was so much fun.
Was it? No.
Didn't your boy just go see, your son just go see Anthrax?
He did.
What did he
say? Anthrax was at the Sylvia. It was his first official concert.
And then did he enjoy himself?
Not as much as you would have, probably.
No. Was he lamenting the fact that he couldn't shake his booty?
The Anthrax?
See, there's a lot of headbanging, so it's kind of a different, you know, move. Instead of shaking your butt, you're banging your head. You know, different body part.
I hate to say that Donald Trump has better musical taste than you.
Yeah, but he can't dance.
I would rather hear DJT than DJ Dom.
What's Celine Dion off the iPad? Come on, while he's eating? That's not even right.
Steve, tell Dom how wrong he is in this
moment.
Hey,
Steve.
I mean, it's good music, but he can't dance to it. Or any political thoughts you may have, sir.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. I don't even know who Anthrax is, so I cannot comment on that. But I do have some political thoughts, as I usually do when I call in to you guys. And I can assure you they're much better than CJ's political thoughts.
All right, laid on us, man.
I've been doing a lot of TV watching, and I've noticed a lot of commercials that are going against Dan Kelly. And there's one in particular. I don't think it's put up it's put up by a PAC. And the face, I don't even know where they captured this from, but the face that Dan Kelly has on, it almost looks like his dog ran away, and he couldn't find it. It was just like this puffy blowfish face he had on. And every time it comes on, I don't even really hear what the rest of the ad says because I'm too busy laughing hysterically.
You know, Steve, Dan Kelly plays in a tribute band called Puffy and the Blowfish.
Terrible. Steve, they don't use the best headshots for those, you know, ads.
The opposition.
No, dude. But did they darken him up at all? You know, like Ron
Johnson. Give him a tan?
Yeah, like Ron Johnson did with
They actually
Mandela
did.
Barnes.
They kind of made him look like he was coming out of a comic book. So it was kind of interesting. But, you know, the person that wrote that article that you guys read from that conservative newspaper or
National Review
publication.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Maybe we should call him and invite him to the Democratic side because he doesn't seem too happy with his party.
Well, who could be happy with a party of losers, Steve? I mean, they keep losing. They lost the presidential. They lost the midterms, at least in terms of the gubernatorial, where they had their highest aspirations on. And according to Luther Ray Abel over at the National Review, they're about to get their asses handed to them in the Supreme Court race because Dan Kelly is unlikable. He's got 5 kids. I bet at least 3 of them are from the mailman, dude. I'm telling you, even his wife cannot like this guy. Geez.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Have you ever met Dan Kelly?
I have not.
He's not a pleasant guy.
Well, I've seen pictures, but you know that you know what makes him unpleasant is not his facial features; it's his mentality and his politics.
Ugly from the inside out, Dom. Come back, the happier happy hour, with a more likable Dom.
Don't it?
And Crudy, any bone in your calls, perhaps 844-96 party.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the